We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
Now it's time. It's time for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites to play for you. They come from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play them for you, and after we play them for you, we want to hear from you. We want you to vote. Which of these four do you think should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Now, your reasons are your own. You may agree with what you hear. You may disagree with it. You may find it humorous. You may find it thought-provoking. Your reasons are your own. We simply ask that you listen, and then you call 1-877-623-6943 or email us with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell us where you're voting and listening, and tell us why you pick the soundbite you pick this week. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. By the way, the very best vote this week, the very best reason given by whoever calls or emails us, will get the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. The first soundbite this week comes from Dr. Lewis Brighton. What if I don't believe in hell?
So if anyone doesn't believe in hell, I can tell him he cannot also believe in God's love and mercy, because God sent his son to die on the cross, to suffer hell in our place, to set us free from it. And if him doesn't believe what the Bible says about hell, that person cannot also have a full faith and knowledge that God says about how Jesus, his dear son, saved us from eternal suffering in hell by loving us, by dying for us on the cross and rising again from the dead.
Okay, that's soundbite number one, Dr. Lewis Brighton, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Michael Walther. How often should we receive the Lord's Supper?
Years ago, I had a man named Gus, and he was an older fella. He was in the D-Day invasion, and Gus raised his hand, and he said, "Well, Pastor, when I was at D-Day," he said, "and I think it was a period of some 72 hours of hell, as you know, it can only be imagined." He said he thought he had received communion at least twice in 72 hours. He said, "If we got a break and there was a chaplain around," he said, "we didn't know if we were going to be alive the next minute, and we were desperate for anything that God would give us." And I said, "There's a perfect example of take it as often as you can get it and as you're ready to receive it."
That's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. James Nestegan, on homosexual desires turned into an entitlement.
Back in North Dakota, we used to call this the first step on the running board. The idea that somehow the desires of the homosexual for same-sex relations create an identity which then becomes an entitlement is simply bogus. Sexuality is inherently public. There is another person involved, and that other person is God's gift in marriage for a lifetime of companionship, which God blesses. When I bless my desires rather than God's word, when I claim my desire creates an entitlement, that's simply blasphemy. And to give that kind of ridiculous theological argument footing in the church is, in fact, simply betrayal.
That's Dr. James Nessigan, soundbite number 3. And here is soundbite number 4. It's from Mark Driscoll on how the belief in Satan relates to the gospel. Get ready to vote 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Christians have always believed that God made both that which is material and that which is spiritual, and God gave both angels and also human beings free will. Satan was an angel who rebelled against God, in so doing led an insurrection. Other angels followed him. Our first parents joined that rebellion, and ultimately that is the cause of moral evil. It is rebellion against God. Everything God made, he declared to be very good, and all that is very bad is because of sin. That is our responsibility as well as Satan's. And God is so good and so gracious that he entered into creation as the man Jesus Christ. He came on a rescue mission to save us from sin, from death, from folly, and ultimately from Satan, who is our enemy. Jesus lived without sin. He contended with Satan. He was tempted and opposed by Satan. He never yielded to him. He never did sin. He went to the cross, and in great affection, he substituted himself for sinners like me, and he died in our place for our sin. So that is the essential belief of Christianity, that Satan is real, but so is Jesus, and ultimately he will redeem all that has been lost through Satan's sin and death.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. Mark Driscoll on how belief in Satan relates to the gospel. Should it be the soundbite of the week? This week, give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, or you can email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number 1, Dr. Lewis Brighton on what if I don't believe in hell? Soundbite number 2, Pastor Michael Walther, how often should we receive the Lord's Supper? Dr. James Nestigan on homosexual desires turned into an entitlement? Or Mark Driscoll on how the belief in Satan relates to the gospel? We'll get to your votes right after this.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Hugh Taylor, Tim Hardy, Elaine Taylor, Kathleen Bremer-Ierley, Hugh Taylor, Alex Kiefer, Talitha Elsie, Jeff DeBoer, Dwayne Ratzliff, and Lois Seeley. Thanks for your support.
We at NewReformationPress.com are committed to providing a hand-picked selection of books and teaching materials that educate, inform, and entertain while relentlessly focusing on the gospel. Discover our growing library of resources by Dr. Rod Rosenblatt of the White Horse Inn radio program, including his powerful address, The Gospel for Those Broken by the Church, or Bible in an Hour by Pastor Wade Butler. And be sure not to miss our selection of t-shirts, gifts, and artwork. NewReformationPress.com. Finally, Reformation theology made accessible.
Faithful confession trumps company loyalty. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Gloria Christi Lutheran, Greeley, Colorado. St. John's Lutheran, Rosemount, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Waltham, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Fredericktown, Missouri. Zion Lutheran, Gravelton, Missouri. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana. Redeemer Lutheran, Nashville, Tennessee, and Zion Lutheran, Douglas, Wyoming. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org and click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can also email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. This email comes from Eric in New Jersey. My vote this week is for soundbite number 4, Mark Driscoll. I am simply shocked and amazed that a mainstream media program would actually invite someone who could so clearly speak the gospel message, and Driscoll really, truly did. Thank you very much, Eric, and thanks for listening in New Jersey. A vote from Maryland in Wheaton, Illinois. I vote for soundbite number 2. That would be Pastor Michael Walther on receiving communion. You just can't go to the Lord's Supper too often, writes Marilyn. Every time I turn around and see my sin in my life and I hunger for the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's wonderful that it's not something I do, but it's God's feeding me with his body and blood. So it is God working through it and his word, forgiving my sins, strengthening my faith. Marilyn, thank you very much for your vote as well. This vote comes from Canada. Elaine writes, by denying there is eternal punishment or hell, we deny substitutionary atonement. I know people who keep saying, how can a loving God send people to hell? Oh, no, they say. And even when they are given proof from the Bible, they still could not grasp it. So it is important to accept all of God's word in the Bible and not change it to suit our own ideas or wishes. By not taking this seriously, we would not need our Savior's death on the cross to save us from hell and eternal punishment. I always hope they will read the Bible and perhaps be led to believe this important doctrine. Thanks to Dr. Brighton for his wonderful explanation. It is so very important. That's a vote for soundbite number 1 from Elaine in Canada. This vote comes from Don in Kansas. He says, I vote for soundbite number 1, Dr. Brighton. So many people think that God is an old grandfather who sits in the sky and smiles at human sin. We need to keep in mind what the Bible teaches. We have people who think that they can kill the unborn and disregard the fifth commandment, but God is not mocked, and those who kill the unborn will pay for their sin. The Ten Commandments are not out of date like some teach, and this is the reason people seem to have no appreciation for the gospel. Dr. Brighton is a true and faithful pastor and professor. Thank you for your vote, Don. It's a vote for soundbite number 1. What about you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Still time to vote for soundbite of the week. You can also email your votes to talkback at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. This vote comes from Beth. She says, my vote is for Dr. James Nest again. That would be soundbite number 3. As a member of the ELCA, I have to say that I am appalled and embarrassed by my synod's willingness to sacrifice sound biblical doctrine to the god of political correctness. Some of those who want to call and ordain homosexuals as pastors love to use the argument that Christ showed love and mercy to all sinners. Since all of us are sinners, we can't in good conscience keep some from the ministry and not others. Others refuse to even admit that they're sinning at all. They're just living as God made them. Yes, Christ showed mercy to sinners. However, he never showed such complete and utter stupidity, writes Beth. Thank you very much. Here is a vote from Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and he's voting for soundbite number 2, Pastor Michael Walther. How often should we receive the Lord's Supper? Pastor Michael Walther on the Lord's Supper is my vote. We are encouraged in spiritual warfare as much as the gentleman in the soundbite was involved in physical warfare. We are engaged in spiritual warfare, he says. Would a soldier in war ever say, I don't need my gun this week? So our attitude toward God's gift, could it be any different? Michael, thank you very much for listening in Fort Wayne. And a vote for soundbite number 1 comes from Alan in Oklahoma. My vote this week goes to Dr. Brighton, who is so confident in the gospel that you just can't help being encouraged by him just speaking of it. He gets so excited and is so convinced that I smile and believe him, even though I already believe. I love to listen to Dr. Brighton. He is a treat each time he is on the show. Thank you very much, Alan. Thanks for listening in Oklahoma. This vote for Mike in Rockford, Illinois. My vote is for number 4. That would be Mark Driscoll on how the belief in Satan relates to the gospel. Mike writes, my vote is for number 4 not only because it was a clear profession of the truth, but also because the other panel members' worldviews, which made his statement all the more important in that context. Quite right, that the gospel actually rarely gets a voice there. And notice how you have to go to ABC News Nightline to hear Mark Driscoll give this clear proclamation, and a lot of Christians were rejoicing in that. And then they walk into their own church on Sunday morning, don't hear the gospel, and say, well, ho-hum. You should be hearing it as clearly from your own pulpit, too. You really should. Still time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. What's the tally so far, Craig?
We got 3 for soundbite number 1, Dr. Brighton, 2 for Pastor Michael Walther, soundbite number 2, 1 for number 3, Dr. Nestigan, and 2 for number 4 with Mark Driscoll. So Dr. Brighton's up by 1 tally on Walther and Driscoll.
All right, we need more votes. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and you can also email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. By the way, next week on Issues Etc., the shows that we're planning for Holy Week, the events of Holy Week with Dr. Peter Scare, think about that. Pastor Will Whedon, one of our listeners' favorite guests on the church's observation of Holy Week. We're going to talk about the humiliation and exaltation of Christ with Dr. Stephen Hine. Dr. Carl Fekincher will join us to talk about the Last Supper. We'll talk about the Passion of Christ in the Psalms with Dr. Tim Seleska and how to meditate on the Passion of Christ with Pastor Paul McCain. And also next week during Holy Week, Pastor Bill Swirl is going to join us to talk about Christ's 7 dying words from the cross. That's next week. If you got a friend who hasn't listened to Issues Etc., tell them next week is a great time to listen to Issues Etc. Carrie in Minnesota emails us. She says, I vote for number 4, Mark Driscoll. It's great that he was able to take advantage of the national airtime to proclaim the gospel so well and so clearly. You're absolutely right, Carrie. You know, there's a guy that's thinking, I don't know what else Mark Driscoll may believe, but there's a guy who's thinking, okay, I'm going to be on this panel, and they're going to want to talk about the existence of Satan and the devil. And in his first answer, he not only answered their question, does the devil exist, but he also got to the real heart of the matter. He didn't have to shoehorn the gospel in there. He showed how the existence of Satan related directly to the truth of the gospel and Christ's saving work for us. That's a guy who's thinking ahead. All right, someone to break the tie between number 1 and number 4. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, we're going to spend some time with Brian English of the Iowa Family Policy Center. There was a ruling this morning, believe it or not, I know you heard about it. I have a hard time believing it myself, by the Iowa Supreme Court in favor of gay marriage. They say marriage in Iowa cannot be restricted to one man and one woman. We'll talk with Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America, and Brian Godawa is going to join us for some movie reviews in the second hour of Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon, April the 3rd. I get to decide the tiebreaker between 1 and 4, is that right? Between 1 and 4. Then I think I'm going to go, as much as I dearly love Dr. Brighton, I think I'm going to go with Mark Driscoll on how the belief in Satan relates to the gospel. That's soundbite number 4. Let's hear the winner.
Christians have always believed that God made both that which is material and that which is spiritual, and God gave both angels and also human beings free will. Satan was an angel who rebelled against God, in so doing led an insurrection. Other angels followed him. Our first parents joined that rebellion, and ultimately that is the cause of moral evil. It is rebellion against God. Everything God made, he declared to be very good, and all that is very bad is because of sin. That is our responsibility as well as Satan's. And God is so good and so gracious that he entered into creation as the man Jesus Christ. He came on a rescue mission to save us from sin, from death, from folly, and ultimately from Satan, who is our enemy. Jesus lived without sin. He contended with Satan. He was tempted and opposed by Satan. He never yielded to him. He never did sin. He went to the cross, and in great affection, he substituted himself for sinners like me, and he died in our place for our sin. So that is the essential belief of Christianity, that Satan is real, but so is Jesus, and ultimately he will redeem all that has been lost through Satan's sin and death.
All right, that's the soundbite of the week this week. Soundbite number 4, Mark Driscoll on how the belief in Satan relates directly to the central teaching of Christianity, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The LPR bundle package this week, I think I'm going to send it to Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana, who emailed us. Email us back with your mailing address and with your shirt size. That's important, Michael. And we will send you the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues T-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Thanks to everybody who voted and played Soundbite of the Week this week. Everyone who voted and played, we thank you very much. All those listening out there. And if you're listening on demand, thank you too, because we love our on-demand listeners. When we come back from this break, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We're going to figure out, if we can, how it is that the Supreme Court of Iowa, of all places, Iowa, that's farm country, that's flyover country, that's the place of the Iowa caucuses, that is the land of what is considered to be kind of the heartland of American conservatism and values. The Supreme Court there said this morning, you can't restrict marriage to one man and one woman. And if their ruling stands, we have gay marriage in Iowa. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.